during the break, I was just trying to figure how big of a young lady it would take to overtake Gerald Goldrick and get the microphone away.
Bob Dodson's a young man. He don't ever always give up for a lady.
Yield to the lady.
Get the door or whatever. So didn't matter. She was a, you know, 5'2" and 100 pounds, or she was 6'4" and 300 pounds. I'd still yield the mic. So.
Okay. In all seriousness, how do you think you can have any input into what happens at a meeting if you have no presence? I'm coming back to that because that is the prima donna attitude that these individuals have at this point in time. Again, I'm not talking only about North Dakota, but North Dakota has said, we're not going to take it anymore. We the people mean something.
They don't care. They have the money, big money talks. They fill everybody's inboxes, mailboxes, the radio with all their literature, calling us whatever, right-wing crazies, whatever they want to call us, too far rights. And then they fill everybody's inbox with all this false information about us and think that we're great, we're doing all this for you, and they're not doing anything for you. But when you hear your name time and time again on the radio or on a TV or in your mailbox, that's all that sits in people's minds is they recognize that name. When they're not paying attention, they go to the voter's box, they see the R, they vote for the R, and they run with it. And that's all it takes. Seven times. If they see or hear your name seven times, most likely that's if they're going to vote for you. And, you know, us, what are you going to call us? Peons is what how they look on us as. We're the peasants of the committees. They know we can't afford to buy radio spots and stuff like that. We can't afford that. We don't have the money to do it. And them guys have got an unlimited amount of funding to do whatever they want. So they go to the primary. They'll win at the primary because their name's prominent or they've heard it so many times. People don't know what they're voting for, but they recognize that R. And my gosh, I've heard of that name before, so I'll vote for that guy. So they check that box and that guy wins in the general election. And it is. It's a money game. It's a pay-to-play game. It's money.
I haven't told this story publicly, but Gerald, you're pulling it out of me without knowing you're doing that. So I spoke at District 33 in October. Yeah, it was October because it was pheasant season. Okay. And that is in Center, North Dakota. It was in Oliver County, but it's District 33. And lo and behold, U.S. Congresswoman Julie Fedorchik was there. And I know it was pheasant season because she had just shot her first pheasant, was showing pictures and so proudly. And I'm good with that. But it's almost like these individuals who are in these seats now go hunting just to show their constituents that they're a hunter.
Yeah.
And I ended up accidentally in line right behind her. And she turned to me and she said, "Oh, Trent, I am so glad you're here. Can't wait to hear your message tonight." When I started, I looked around the room and I noticed the person who was so anxious to hear my message tonight was no longer with us. And that's a little thing, and I didn't take it personal, but it speaks to don't listen to the rhetoric of these people who have these positions. Look at their actions. It kind of comes back to my mom. My mom always said, people are going to gauge you by your actions, not your lip service, Trent. And that's where we're at.
We are, absolutely. And that's what the people seen with this. They thumbed their nose at them and told them that they don't need to be there. They don't need your vote. And so I thought, if they don't need our vote, they don't need the R either. That is our brand. That is the Republican Party's brand, and they're not Republicans.
So what's going to happen now?
You know, I don't know what the next steps are. For me, if I was sitting in Matthew Simon's chair, he's our chairman, they would go to executive committee. They would adhere to what the people said. They would write a letter to the Secretary of State and tell the Secretary of State who doesn't have the R behind their name, who you should not give the R to, because the Secretary of State puts it on the ballot who has the R behind their name. And so when you know, Julie Fedorchik, Drew Wrigley, Doug Goring go to put their name on the ballot, they're going to try and put an R behind them. And the Secretary of State should revoke that R, should say, no, you cannot be an R. You can run with an I or a D, but you did not get endorsed by the Republican Party. You cannot run with an R. And, the people spoke and said, no, don't give them the R. That is our brand. So it is our voice that should be heard. So that's what should happen. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. I got a lot of flack from the executive committee for doing this. They're not happy with me for doing this. But I sat in a committee Friday night, over 100 people in that room, and heard speaker after speaker talk about how we couldn't afford to do this, and just to give it up to the to give up the convention and not do anything at this convention. And I've sat for the last 2 months. I'm also the president of the Sons of Liberty here in North Dakota. We have a population of probably about 600 to 700 members that are, fairly active. So I use my voice there and push people, these people, to come to this convention. Try to get everybody to come. This is important. We need to do this. So I use my voice there to try and push all these people to come. And I'm sitting in that room of 100, 120, 130 people, and 80% of these people in that room are Sons of Liberty members that are sitting in there. And when I got up and spoke and I said, these guys are right. We cannot do this. The time's not right. The funding's not there. If we do end up in a lawsuit, they say we can't do it because we don't have the representation, whatever. To see the look on them people's faces after I said that, it was frustrating for me because I just degraded everybody in there that was part of us. That I've been saying for weeks to come, we're going to do something special. And I had to tell them we weren't going to do that. And then the next morning, walking in that building and seeing these people walk in there, they didn't have no strut about them. They weren't proud to be there. They weren't happy to be there, nothing. When I made that motion that day, that room erupted and the people were happy. Yeah, it's very true about that. Jesus was very present at our convention this weekend because I had many people come up to me and tell me, after I made that motion the next day, they were so excited, and they said that they went back and they prayed that night that I'd make a better decision, and not just sit on our hands and not do nothing. And I had many of them pray that the Lord would be in our hands and that He would give me the strength to do that. And I don't know, somehow it came upon me that day that we just have to do something. I couldn't let the people just sit there and do nothing. I mean, I had probably 30, 40 messages that day from people saying, "What are we here for?" District chair saying, "I won't be a district chair anymore if we keep doing this like this, because we've been to two conventions and we really don't get much accomplished." I mean, last convention we made a statement, we did get some stuff accomplished. But this one here, we had the door open for us to do. To make rules as we wanted, and we failed to do that as a party. So with these guys not coming, I just couldn't sit back and let them be able to have the Republican brand behind them. At least try to revoke something from them. I'm not certain if I did or not. There were several other people that did that. They're afraid that they would come after us and sue us for not giving them the R or try to revoke it, however you want to put it. Now, and they weren't afraid of being sued personally. It was the Republican Party that was going to be sued, or and maybe even Matthew Simon was probably afraid. It doesn't. Nope. No, you're right. You're exactly right. And I really hope that he's on the. I only hope that he's on the shoulders of the executive committee, and the executive committee will do the same, because I'm getting verbiage from other people that the executive committee might overrule what the people said. And they might not adhere to what that motion was that I made. And if they do that, it'll tear the Republican Party completely down in North, state of North Dakota, I believe. But as I'm hoping they'll adhere to it so the Republican Party gets stronger. If they listen to the people like they should, because the people spoke, if they listen to the people like the people should, the Republican Party will get stronger and will be the strongest entity in North Dakota. But if they go against the will of the people, ndsendsliberty.com, or contact myself personally at 701-641-2077.
I know a lot of people that are true freedom fighters. To be honest, I don't know any that have more intestinal fortitude than Gerald Goldrick from Tioga, North Dakota. Let me tell you what, folks, when they talk about people you're willing to cross a river with, or the military talks about who's got your six, this guy's got your six if you're doing the right thing. Gerald Goldrick, what a friend. Thank you so much. We will take a break. We'll come back and we'll visit with Angel Cushing before I let you go. Pride of the Farm. Man, I got calls yesterday, folks in the heifer development world, particularly in that region of southwest Kansas over into Colorado, they are on fire for the energy-free waters. They work absolutely fantastic for cattle. Six holers are going out left and right for those yards. Now, if you're a cow-calf guy, depending on how big your operation is, you might need a six holer. I have 100 cows on four hole energy free water from Pride of the Farm, and I gotta tell you, that works fantastic. I was skeptical, I thought that they would fight, but they do pretty good. Prideofthefarm.com. Back with Angel Cushing after this.